Blog Talk Radio.
Call me Little Bo Beef, I'm out here shining. For the lost sheep, I'm out here grinding. I ain't talking cheese, I'm out here mining. Looking for diamonds, kingdom business, I'm mining. Trying to wake you up from the lullaby rhyming. Devil can't touch this, he pantomiming. He is a liar, so said the lion Judah. Shelter in my protector, running to him, be faster than a puma. Holy is a wave, repping the ancient of days. Christ is a big cool homie.
Shalom.
I'm taking it off the speaker today, man. We gonna talk like regular people. That's a lot better, right?
Oh, for sure. Much better. Much better.
Oh, perfect. Perfect. I figured out. You right. I'm going to have to go to Walmart and get me a – oh, try to call for the blog talk, right? And I got a student that's trying to join in on the blog talk.
How do they call in?
Huh?
I sent you the link.
Okay. Let me send you the link.
If you just forwarded them the link, that's all I saw right there. They can click the link or then call in.
There we go. Let me send you right now. One second. So y'all bear with me. Here we go. Mashaba. He's right here. Mashaba. It says Mashaba. I got it. Yeah. Message. Course item. Oh, here we go. Right. Did you get it?
See if you got that.
Oh, yeah, let's just click the link, right?
Click the link or call in, either one.
Or you can call in, either one. Okay, now that after we get it out, we got it all worked out, is it all? Okay. Yeah, she got it in there. Okay, cool. So, sir, shalom, everybody.
Welcome to shalom.
Another edition of Blog Talk Radio. You know what I'm saying? I'm your host, Bonabod, and hosting with me is Mashaba.
Shalom, everybody.
Yeah, we're going to have to get it in another Friday. Another Sabbath day, man, that, you know, we come now starting the sundown to start the Sabbath day to honor the Father. We started trying to get it in this week. I've been, like, sorry, pondering what you was telling me about, not as far as about what Pazapa was going over, but the great classes and all the ends, you know what I'm saying? So I know that everybody that is joining into Blog Talk or you listening to a Blog Talk, there are some very informative classes that go on during the week. And I'm loving the fact that we're almost doing it to the point where, you know, a person can almost go on the internet or go on the radio show from the time that if you're free in the day, there's classes that are there for you. If you're free in the evening, there's classes there for you. You know what I'm saying? Sabbath services on the weekend. There's so many avenues, you know, for Israel to get taught the Bible. And these are the times, man, that if we don't understand, I think a lot of the issues that brothers and sisters have are that lack of teaching. You know, like the scripture says, my people are destroyed for a lack of knowledge. I believe that. I believe it's the fact that there's not enough. It's not that I'm saying that there's not enough knowledge out there. It's not enough. The people going and getting this knowledge, there's not enough for that. You know what I'm saying? It's like letting everything be a hindrance or letting everything be more important than you getting what your spirit will need, right? The reason I'm saying it that way too, man, because just like we eat every day, just like we go and we eat every day, and we know that, you know how weak you feel, you know how undernourished you feel, or if you go a whole week without drinking no water, man, your lips is dry, you're thirsty, your body is affected by that lack of water. You're dehydrated, right?
Sure.
No different than food. Going all day or going all week without any type of nutrients or shit. They forget all week. Some people go all month. They'll go a whole month. I didn't know classes. I did none of those things. And I'm wondering why my spirit is so affected. why my mind is not always as clear. You know, why as issues and problems are going in my life, I'm not prepared because of the lack of spiritual food that I should have been getting. And a lot of people don't believe. And I'm going to read that. We're going to read, was it Isaiah chapter, I think it's 50. Let me see if we get it real quick. I think it's 54. It's Isaiah. I think it's Isaiah 54. Let me get it real quick. Tell you about that. The word, the bread, being that spiritual food. It's Isaiah 54, I think. 54, 55, and 1. Let me get it.
I'm searching here also.
It's 55. Yeah, Isaiah 55 and 1, I think that's what it is.
55 and 1? Okay.
Yep. Yep. I'm going to read it real quick. I know we're getting to kind of move on in this, right? It says, hold.
Can I say this real quick?
Go ahead, sir.
One thing I love about what you were saying, I'm not going to interrupt. I'm not going to interrupt, but one thing you just said that struck a real, I mean, it resonated real heavy with me, and that's why I was kind of looking for this. You was talking about how we go a long time, and even if we don't sustain ourselves physically, that we have to eat something to put something in our bodies physically to keep going every day. Right. But now for our spiritual health, our spiritual body, sometimes we might eat once a week. It's almost like we do the exact opposite of what fasting is supposed to be. We'll fast from the Most High's word for weeks at a time, or even, like you said, for like a whole month at a time. But we won't give our spirit the things it needs. And when we this, I just want to read this one scripture to let us know how we know that our spirit is getting weak. In Proverbs 18, verse 14. It says, the spirit of a man will sustain his infirmity, but a wounded spirit, who can bear?
Damn.
When we get to the point where I can't handle nothing, when just that feeling of being overwhelmed, that I can't handle another day, I can't handle another incident, I can't handle nothing else, I'm about to snap, I'm about to break, I'm about to have a nervous breakdown, I'm about to go postal, if you will. That when we get to those points, these are ways that these are signs that we can look at to let us know that our spirit lacks nourishment. Oh, our spirit is deficient. So I just want to bring that in. Isaiah 55. I just want to bring that in. That let's really be real with ourselves, because a lot of people say, "Yeah, my spirit." But when you have to, and they think my spirit is, if you give me what I want, that's good for my spirit. No.
Right.
If we're at the point where I can't handle another anything, I just can't handle it. I can't go on. It's too much. I feel like I'm about to break. I'm feeling like I'm about to snap. When we get to that point, I lost patience. That's how you know your spirit is weak.
Right.
And needs nourishment. So I just want to get that in. I just want to
set it in. Oh, brother, that's on point. I'm going to read it to go at it with the Peshaba. It's right on point. It's going to be real nice, brother. It's going to be real nice. Isaiah 55 says, ho, everyone that thirsts, like we're talking about that spiritual fast that you've been on, that you ain't know you was on, your spirit is thirsty. For everyone that thirsts, come ye to the waters. It says, if he that have no money, come ye, buy and eat. Yeah, come, buy wine and milk without money and without price. But most people just think that's talking about something physical. When you read verse 2, it says, wherefore do you spend money for that which is not bread? Because this ain't a physical thing. This thirsting he's talking about is where your spirit is thirsting. And your labor for that which satisfies not. Hearken diligently unto me, and eat ye that which is good, and let your soul or your spirit delight itself in fatness. I'm supposed to get full of something that satisfies the spirit.
Kind.
That is, because I'm not full, I'm what is it, starved. That's another word for starved, man. That I'm starved. You know, I'm dehydrated.
I'm famished.
I'm famished because I have, like, man, you've been starving me. You've been starving your spirit. You didn't realize it. But spinning it, your spirit is like a toothpick. And you're about 200 pounds. You physically about 200-something pounds than satisfied every lust desire out there. But your spirit is like a toothpick. All skin and bones. How do you know, like, I'm talking about, like, a good point you're making. How do you know that that man's spirit is starved? Right? When battles come up, when it's time to make good decisions, you can tell I'm searching for the answers or the right direction to go in, right? I don't know.
Okay.
Why you do that? Yeah, why you do that? But why you do that? I don't know, man. It's like that person has zero control because his spirit is starved. Now, you have, like, when you don't eat and drink, you start losing, you're dizzy, you're lightheaded, you lose control of your bodily functions. I can't get up, man, I'm just weak. How the hell you, if your body do it, your spirit is the same way.
God.
Let me read this now, verse 3. Incline your ear and come unto me, hear, and your soul shall live. So spiritually I'm not living. My soul is, my spirit is dying because I withdraw myself from hearing. I put myself in an environment where I'm not able to hear. So I don't incline my ears. It says, and I will, if I did incline my ears to hear, and my soul would live, and I will make an everlasting covenant with you, even for the sure mercy of David. It says, behold, I will give you, it says, behold, I will give, I have given him for a witness to the people, a leader and commander to the people. But you look at, if this was written for us, or if it was for the king, that he had to have his spirit fed, he had to incline his ear. I'm looking at this. God. I'm looking at it. I'm like, man, how bad do we need it now? And where we're at, this class don't go into it, because in the condition of the world now, there's no way that you could operate every day, every week, every month on something you got 5 years ago.
Okay.
And if you've been gone longer than that, there's no way, man. Your spirit starved off of a quote here. I was studying. Nah, that ain't good enough. I've been studying. Everybody say that. I was reading because you know when you're in class.
I was listening to audio Bible while I was driving.
Yeah, I was listening to Rob.
while I was doing housework.
I'm sound like my favorite. I was driving down the road listening to gospel music. I ain't gonna listen to the Florin Fields. I ain't gonna listen to my nephew's music, little nephew music. I ain't listening to that. But I'm listening to gospel music. Because I've been listening to Tasha Cobb. Natasha Cobb be getting spiritual with it, man. Nah, that ain't what most of them like. You keep listening to Natasha Cobb if you want to.
God.
Your spirit is malnourished. That's not the hearing I'm talking about. You can listen to the audio Bible all you want. It just put the right spirit in it. No, it put the spirit that you want in there. But your spirit is hungry. That's like somebody eating cookies every day or day. Michelle. You know how easy it is to eat cookies every day?
Kind.
I'll eat cookies every day, but let somebody put some lettuce in front of me every day. You know what I'm going to tell you? Man, I'm tired of lettuce, man. I'm tired of lettuce. You ain't never heard nobody say, I'm tired of cookies.
True.
Never once have you heard somebody say, I'm tired of cookies. I'm tired of chips. But you'll be creepy to hear somebody say, I'm tired of whatever's good for you. I'm quick to get tired of what's good. It don't taste good. It don't have no flavor. I'm tired of eating lettuce. Man, I don't eat salad. I don't eat salad. Even though it's healthy for me to everything else, I don't eat that. All those nutrients and stuff that's in there, I'm gonna reject that. But I'll eat all the sugar in the world.
Okay.
I drink sodas and eat cookies every single day. I stop to get me some M&M's, some Reese's Pieces every single day. But when it's time to get what's good for me, I'm not getting that. But in the spirit, it's the exact same analogy of the spirit. When it's time for me to sit and have somebody work on my spirit, I'm not doing that. I'm not doing that. I'm looking for someone. What's that scripture tell me? Don't tell me right things. That's Isaiah chapter 30, right?
That's Isaiah 30, Kyle.
Is Isaiah 30, and I get that one for me. Is Isaiah 30 and you know where I'm going with it. You know what I'm saying? Most of the prophets, it was always foreseen like that. That's Israel's problem. He said, we don't want to hear what's right. He said, don't speak unto us right things.
Time.
He said, speak unto us smooth things. That's it's Isaiah 30. It's got to be 30.
It's Isaiah 30. It's Isaiah 30, and... I'm trying to get straight to the point.
Is it 12?
Oh. I got it. Yeah, verse 10 to 11.
There you go. Read that. Read that.
Isaiah chapter 30, verses 10 and 11. Would say to the seers, see not. And to the prophets, prophesy not unto us right things, speaking to us smooth things.
Read verse 9.
Okay.
That's what you want. Start verse 9.
Isaiah chapter 30 and verse 9. I'm in the book of Isaiah chapter 30, verse 9. And it says that this is a rebellious people, lying children, children that will not hear the law of the Lord, which say to the seers, see not. And to the prophets, prophesy not unto us right things, speak to us smooth things. Prophesy deceits. Verse 11. Get you out of the way. Turn aside out of the path. Cause the Holy One of Israel to cease from before us.
So the most I'm looking at, man, this is the part of Israel. This is the image of Israel that the most I said, I can't stand. This is the one I want you. I want these Israelites to get away from me. These children that they don't want to hear the truth. They don't want to get that real side. Because every time you start talking to a person and you start telling them about themselves, what they got to change, what they doing wrong, all of a sudden, I'm trying to get away from you.
God.
Don't tell me what's right. This is the right way to do it. No, you're trying to quench my spirit.
That's what it says.
Because the smooth thing ain't talking about it was just the way he put it. No, hell no. We know what smooth is because the scriptures cut. Matter of fact, the most I call it a two-edged sword. The Bible calls it a two-edged sword. So we know that the scriptures say correction is grievous unto him who forsaken the way. They're not just smooth about this. Nothing right. When you tell somebody's right, some of the right things, it ain't smooth. I mean, it ain't got to be cussing you out. I ain't got to call you.
Not your name.
Yeah. I ain't going to call you out your name. But every time I tell you what's right, it feels like I'm calling you out of your name because I'm not giving you what you want. That's the smooth thing. The smooth thing is you want me to lie to you. You want me to tell you what you want to hear so that you want me to deceive you. The Most High said, man, get you out of the way. He said, man, get this person away from me. I don't want you lying to me. Why would you want to live a lie? And then I want somebody to tell me, bro, I'm thinking, I'm trying to realize, and I'm not going into nothing deep. I'm not doing that. But I could really, I'm looking at a lot of people these days. In this truth, it's more popular to tell somebody what they want to hear. You know, that new fad, it's a new video that you sent me. I'm starting to see it pop up a little bit, right? The Thanksgiving. Now we can celebrate Thanksgiving because it's not Thanksgiving. It ain't got nothing to do with Native Americans. It has to do now is Crisis Day.
Okay.
I ain't read Crisis Day. I don't think Christ had a day where he cooked.
Well, Christ told us the way they would remember him, as often you eat this bread and drink this cup, you didn't remember me. And that was the Last Supper, which is the Passover.
God.
That was not no Thanksgiving.
Right. With mac and cheese and a smoked baked ham, and I'm like,
ham marinated in Coca-Cola
for 2 days. So I'm like, I'm starting to look at it, I'm like, what would make a person, and not just one person, a group of people, sit down, Michelle, sit down and come up with that. Like, you know, I mean, you can listen to the Hebrew, you listen to the honor and respect that's given. You listen. I mean, you've been around for a while. You ain't a newbie coming in this truth, right? You're not new. You know a little bit. You know the salute and everything else. So you're not brand new in this truth. But what would make you justify that? Like, in your mind, you sat down and also, what were you reading that would make you justify it, right?
God.
To the point, there's a whole room full of people. We cooking up. We about to dig in. We are praising this like this, and then called it, this is Yahweh Shai's day. I'm like, never pulled one scripture. I seen the mac and cheese. I seen the collard greens. I seen the stuffing. I seen the turkey. I seen the ham. But I didn't see one scripture that gave me something that I could say, okay, I see where, okay, I see why. You know, the scriptures didn't say that. Okay, I give me a little something I can. I don't want to. I'm not ever gonna. I'm not ever gonna go at somebody like, oh, this brother's off. But give me something to help fight the point with you. You know what I'm saying? Give me something. You know, if you tell me birthdays or no birthday, okay, at least you went. What scripture did you go to kind of where you came to that conclusion? You just talked. So I'm not taking the class to make it about that act, but those acts are because these people are starved. These spirits are starved of the word of the Most High, man. But the only reason they starve, they're not starved because, and we go Hosea 4 and 6 there too, right? My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge.
A lack of knowledge, Con.
This is what you're seeing. How you're destroyed. You're starved because you lack knowledge. But the reason you lack the knowledge is because you reject knowledge. Anything that comes to you and says, no, you can't do that. No, it's off. I got tired of people telling me no. I'm tired of people telling me that this is wrong. I'm tired of you opening the Bible up and saying this is wrong. So now, if you can tell me that it's not, if you'll stop telling me it's wrong and give me something smooth, well, why can't we eat ham on Thanksgiving? And the next person say, you know what? You're right. The only scripture I think was pulled was the scripture about esteeming every day the same.
Yes,
that's what I heard.
Romans 14. That's the only scripture he pulled. Yeah,
you put the esteem every day alike. So it wasn't about the Thanksgiving. Well, this day, it was just any ordinary day. Then my thought was, okay, well, that was the fact that it was any ordinary day. Then why didn't you have that on? You could have had that same meal Friday sundown, right?
Well, I don't know, but that same meal with the pork and the.
Well, I'm sorry, you're right. You know what I mean? No, yeah, you're right. I forgot what was on the table. I did. I upset the bacon that was inside the greens. I forgot about that ham that was already smoked and cut. That the whole video here. Are you heard the word smacking? Like I'm about to get in. Y'all don't know about 3 day something Coca-Cola ham.
Yeah.
I'm like, okay, I got you, brother. But you, I understand you. You are, when they put the camera on you, you're a big man, but your spirit is a toothpick. Because you have been starved. Like a lot of Israelites have been starved for the word. I'm not realizing the Most High is turning away from you. It says, get you out of the way. Turn aside out of the path. It says, cause the Holy One of Israel to cease from before me. These are the things that get you rejected, that get us rejected by the Father. Not the fact that, oh, this dude ain't pork. No, it's because you don't want to hear the truth, and you're choosing to go isolate yourself so no one can tell me the truth. I isolate myself so no one can correct me. Read verse 12 real quick. You're going to have to call into my phone and I'll plug you in. That way you can read off your phone. Oh, they will? No, because that when I talk like this, it's a lot clearer. That's cool. I'm going to read 12 while he's getting it. Isaiah 30 and 12 says, therefore, thus saith the Lord, thus saith the Holy One of Israel, because ye despise my word and trust in oppression and perverseness.
Yeah.
Yeah, we trust in oppression. We trust in America. We trust in perverse. You know it's wrong, but that's not you trust. You trust that? You know that everything about that meal is perverse, and you trust that. It says, and stay thereon. Therefore, this iniquity shall be to you as a branch ready to fall, swelling out in a high wall. Through breaking, it says, whose breaking cometh suddenly as an instant. But you done broke yourself off. You know what I'm saying? You've fallen off.
God.
But why we're falling off is because I don't want to be corrected. I don't want to hear the truth. I don't want to hear that. I don't want to hear the right thing. Because I was shown in the beginning, the first thing I was shown was the right thing. This is wrong. That was right. This ham is an abomination. That was right. That's the law. How do you get around that? And I'm asking, confounded, Mishabalik, like, how do you get around Leviticus chapter 7, is it?
11, yeah, kind
of. Or 11? How do you get around the swine is unclean to you? What was it? Is it the Coca-Cola that made it spiritual or clean? I don't get it. I didn't get any of that, but I did understand one thing. promise not. I'm not gonna sit and say this brother is wicked. No, this brother is spiritually starved. This is a man that does not have someone there. I'm gonna read this to shall we go to Jeremiah 3 and Jeremiah 3 and 14.
Okay.
Jeremiah 3 and 14. Yeah. Sean, get Psalms 119 and verse 1. All right. You can read those three descriptions and go on to the class. Because when I'm looking at you, you're looking at a man who is starved. And the Most High is showing us enough. Well, how do you know that you have become starved? Because that can happen to any of us, man. Hell, I ain't been taught. Ain't nobody been correcting me. Everything that, whenever you teach yourself, I'm always going to put it in a smooth way. And then when I'm studying for myself and trying to teach myself, everything I do, Mashaba, is always going to be based on what is easy for me to receive. So I'm looking for somebody who's going to, hold on a second. Okay, there we go. I'm looking for someone who's going to do the same thing, right? They're going to try to find, they're so used to trying to find people that will be like them, like Scripture talking about a man will cleave to his like.
Fine.
I'm going to find some people that are just like me, that think like me, that believe like me. And now, because we're together in a body, that makes us right. Because look at us, we together. And when it's going to talk about one hand joining his hand.
Right, con.
All kinds of scriptures is popping up in the mind because I'm like, man, there are too many things in there to counter. You know what I'm saying? Too many, a real teacher would be like, wait a minute, brother. No, wait a minute, the scriptures say this. Wait a minute, brother, the scriptures say that. The scriptures say this. But I one thing that we've done in this truth, where it used to be one school, right? And that was the beauty of one school. So we got one school, like, you don't get to go set up your own school so you can tailor it to your likes and dislikes, right?
Yeah.
You can't, when you have one school, it's one way. When you have multiple schools, then you can tailor your school to operate and to do and accept things that are tailored to your liking. That's smoothness. That's what the scriptures call deceit. You can't tailor it to you. There is one way. This is the way. This is the word. We all have to abide by the same thing. Hey, you. All you said was, in my camp, this is what I'm going to do. This is our camp, and this is what we're going to do. That's all that's going on. It wasn't this what the Bible said. It's my camp, and this is what I'm going to do. Let's read those scriptures.
Paul said that we're carnal, whereas one said, well, I'm of Apollos. Another said, well, I'm of Cephas. Another said, well, I'm of Paul. That when that same dynamic was going on during the time of Paul, he said, you're carnal, and that we're not in the spirit. That no, I'm with this brother and how they do things. I'm with this brother. And the question Paul asked was, well, is Christ divided? So, you know, just trying to help. But I'm in Jeremiah 3:14. You want me to read Jeremiah 3:14?
Okay.
And it says, Jeremiah 3:15. And I will give you pastors according to mine heart, which shall feed you with knowledge and understanding.
Mm. Really? That it?
That was it.
Hold on. Jeremiah chapter 2, 14 and 18, without it. It'll be 14, all of the 18.
All right,
brother of God.
Cool. And your voice just got distant. Jeremiah chapter 3, verse 14. Return, O backslidden children, says the Lord. For I am married unto you.
I like it. Most of you, I'm in a relationship with you. He said, we've been backslidden. But I started there because the Most High finished for you. Why we backslide? Why are we backsliding? I don't have a teacher. I've come up with my own direction.
Yeah.
Or I have disconnected myself from teachers. When I start changing things up, that means I still need a teacher. I'm sorry, let me read that again.
Jeremiah chapter 3, verse 14. Turn, O backsliding children, saith the Lord. For I am married unto you, and I will take you one of a city, and two of a family, and I will bring you to Zion. And I will give you pastors according to mine heart, which shall feed you with knowledge and understanding. And it shall come to pass, when ye be multiplied and increased in the land, in those days, saith the Lord, they shall say no more the ark of the covenant of the Lord. Neither shall it come to mind, neither shall they remember it, neither shall they visit it, neither shall that be done anymore. Verse 17, at that time they shall call Jerusalem the throne of the Lord, and all nations shall be gathered unto it, to the name of the Lord, to Jerusalem. Neither shall they walk any more after the imagination of their evil heart. And verse 18.
I'm sorry. Stop. Go ahead. Read 18.
Jeremiah chapter 3, verse 18. In those days, the house of Judah shall walk with the house of Israel, and they shall come together out of the land of the north, to the land that I have given for an inheritance unto your fathers.
That was 18, right? Now, listen to this. Check this out. It was crazy. As you're reading this, it said the land of Judah and the land of Israel was going to walk together until the land of the north. You know what I liked when you started? He said, I was going to give you pastors according to my heart. The Most High God was going to feed us with knowledge and understanding. But whatever knowledge and understanding has been fed with, as we grew as a nation, we would come together and walk out. So how do you know that your pastor is not from the Most High? The first thing as you read the scriptures, you realize, as I'm getting this pastor that has my mind, the Most High's mind, not my mind, he has the Father's mind. Because if that pastor who has the Father's mind is feeding our people, he's bringing us together, not separating.
Yeah.
It says neither, this is verse 17, it says neither shall they walk anymore after the imagination of evil hearts. Being divided is an evil heart. Thanksgiving is the man walking after the imagination of an evil heart. What's next? Halloween? Independence Day. What's next, man? What's next? Sunday? Sunday is Lord's Day worship. More and more, we're watching men walk after the imagination of their evil heart or their evil mind. You like Thanksgiving, so now this I made it Christ's Day because I like Thanksgiving. Another brother's in the ghouls and goblins. So
true.
He gonna make thanks Halloween the day to honor the dead. You know, whatever.
What's going to happen?
Every time it's something new. Huh?
It's like you said about a year ago, if I remember. You said the time's going to come when it's going to be an Israelite congregation, and it's going to be an Israelite who is going to want to marry a transgender female.
time.
Talk about you guys because I fell in love with, like you know what? But we're in love. We're in love, and that's why the Most High said, I already know what scripture gonna prove. They gonna go to Paul, where Paul said, there's neither men or women, bound or free, Jew or Gentile. So, so if it can be claimed, if Thanksgiving and pork can be claimed in the name of Jesus, and he's breath using Romans chapter 14 verse 15 about one man esteeming one neighbor of another, then it's going to be, we're going to see the first Israelite wedding of an Israelite priest, so-called priest, and he's going to be dressed, I mean, in the most hardcore Israelite apparel
that
probably is going to ever be recorded. And his transgender woman, man, is going to probably have the most elegant gown that we have ever seen. Like some that you expect Princess Diana or Beyonce, I guess, with a train that probably stretches like a mile and a half behind her, and going to have some damn transgender bridesmaids, and they're going to be dressed in makeup and jewelry, and they have the most exquisite gowns and headdresses, talking about there's neither man or woman, bound or free, but we're all one flesh. It's coming. You called it. I'm not saying I called it. You called this. I'm reminded
brother,
what you said.
I don't even want to be the one that said that. I can't believe it's it's happening. But now we understand why it's happening. There is no. It's like you know what a brother. Even I'm not gonna say the group. But a brother in the video called out, gave honor to a group that he don't even listen to. I can tell he don't listen to. You know, I know he don't listen to that group no more. You give honor to brothers that you don't follow. You don't follow their laws. You don't follow their order. You don't. They ain't correcting you because I know those brothers.
But you know, in defense of that, the brothers we know is just called the House of David.
Yep.
He gave homage. He came with
the
name,
royal.
The royal.
Royal
so
house.
He's not talking about the ones we know. He ain't talking about the brothers that.
No,
that
my
know.
Goodness.
That brother. Their name. That again, one is I'm Apollo. I'm a Cephas. I'm a this Bridge Camp or that brother. That's where it came from. That's not following the brothers we know.
I'm loving that because you know I'm looking at our these brothers really do. They're every day striving to feed Israel with knowledge and understanding, not shit after their own heart. You look at brothers, and I'm trying to find someone who will feed me after the imagination of their evil heart.
Okay.
That's no different than, I hate to go back, but ain't no different than a brother calling himself the comforter. Like one day it just popped in his mind. He's like, you know what? It just sounds strong. I gotta put myself here. Like, what was wrong with the knowledge and understanding that we were following? We already knew who Christ was. We already knew who the Comforter was. We knew who we were serving already.
Sean.
But slowly, more and more, those pastors are being those that are. It was getting rid of the pastor that walked after according to the Most High's mind. You get rid of that guy. You want to follow somebody that filled out the imagination of their heart, because if we were following the pastors that were according to the Most High's heart, then Israel will walk together. Israel and the house of, is it Judah? Shall walk with the house of Israel, and they shall come together out of the land of the north, out of the land that, where am I at? I'm jumping a little bit. But the point I'm making is it would be a lot more unity, not distance. What's going on now, that ain't unity. You're turning people away. It's got them following things that have nothing to do with the Most High. We're not bringing this closer to the Most High by doing these things. We're pushing them further away. We're scattering them, returning them from the Most High.
Okay.
Let me go here real quick. What did I say? Psalms 119? Come closer real quick.
I tried that one, yeah.
So I'm going to put it on speaker while he reads. That way, Proverbs, that's the Psalms 119 and verse 123. Right? I'm giving myself to
The 119 and verse 123. Mine eyes fail for thy salvation and for the word of thy righteousness. You deal with thy servant according unto thy mercy and teach me thy statutes.
What would be merciful to the Father is the fact that we're, that his statutes are taught. That's what that man after the heart of the Most High, verse 24, hold up, what did he say, 24, right? Now I'm going to read 25. It says, I am thy servant. Give me understanding that I may know thy testimony. This is what we're supposed to be operating from. I needed someone to give me understanding. Give me testimony. We going backwards. We're literally where men needed to be sat down and taught the Bible. You can tell brothers have not the same level of teaching that was going on. We came in the jungle, ain't that same level of teaching, right? The same level of work and dedication and studying and everything, classes that you have to be in. How many years of classes that you have to be in before you could even be labeled? You can even get ranked. Being a student in that class, you couldn't be a teacher unless you first started up being a reader, an armor bearer, a reader, brother holding a sign for the elders, for the teachers. You didn't just talk. I can remember being on the podium in class, and if it wasn't broken down the exact way it was supposed to was shown to you, or you could go to the scriptures to improve it. How many times brothers came back and said, where'd you get that at? Hold on, brother. Where did you get that at? What'd you say? Because there's been a lot of men through the years that they try to put their twist on the Bible, not the breakdown of the Bible.
Yeah.
I can remember brother saying there was Psalms 133, where it says how good and how pleasant brothers to dwell together in unity.
Okay.
It's like the dew of Hermon.
Right.
And he's like, man, and the dew of Hermon turned into a cold glass of water from Hermon. I was like, what the? I don't know who broke that down to you like that. That's not the way to break down with, bro. That's not what I'm talking about. But you know what? Then was the days when you opened your mouth, got your eyes checked for the dumb shit that came out your mouth.
True.
Now, a man don't get checked for the dumb stuff come out his mouth. He get around people that know the Bible just about as much as he knows the Bible. And then we do this. Man, you know what? That sounds deep. You're right.
Hamas Yaki Hawashai.
Man, you know what? Let's pray on that. Man, the Spirit, man, the Most High showed me. Like, the Most High was showing you. The Most High already told us how he showed us. He said, I give you passages according to my heart, which shall feed you with knowledge and understanding. You ain't been around your teachers long enough for somebody to feed you with knowledge and understanding. That's the problem. Your spirit is malnourished. You're developing and training. Brother, was it Romans or is it Galatians? But I'm going to tell you about, he said, an heir as long as he is a child, it doesn't differ than a servant. He's under tutors and governors to the time appointed. Who appointed your time? You just slapped the bumper that said, you ready. Because you aren't ready. That is a lot of where this is. Somebody needed to say, wait a minute, oh, you're not ready. You ain't ready to be. You're not ready to be a teacher. But what I'm doing is,
if you want to read it.
Not the curse of the internet, so because not every because I can go get my own internet channel.
Yeah.
Because I can go get my channel. Now I can proclaim myself a teacher, an elder.
Oh, and I know how to work the graphics. I've been to school for graphic design, so I can put my vision. I can bring up images and pictures of my vision, and now I can do that in 4K. I'm the chief priest.
I got to show this in class. I got to show this. Now let me get to the class, all right? I want to go here a little fast, right? I want to do this. I'm going to go to Jeremiah first, right? Jeremiah chapter 10. We're going to go to Jeremiah 10. We're going to slide through this, man, pretty smooth. Because it's already 9 o'clock. I got an hour. Jeremiah chapter 10. And what I'm going to tie in, Masala? I'm going to tie in the time that we're in. Because this is not a new thing. Everything that we see going in, the lack of spiritual development that we see now, it's been there. It's in the Bible. It's in the scriptures. We have to go and just show it, right? We're going to show that. I'll just show it. I'm gonna talk less. I'm gonna let the Bible talk. Jeremiah. We started Jeremiah chapter 10, right? From Jeremiah 10, and then we're gonna start in verse 20. Sorry, you should call in. It won't echo. You sure? If you call on my phone, like if you call my phone and I tap to it. Oh, that's right. Okay, don't worry about it. I'll be the speaker. Let's go. Jeremiah chapter 10. I want you start verse 21. Yeah, you're going to start at verse. This is bad, Masaba.
Okay.
Jeremiah chapter 10, and we're going to start at verse 21, and we're going to read down to 24, I think, right? Yeah. So 21 down to 24. I want you to read sharp, real fast, okay?
If you can get a little closer to the phone.
There you go. Sorry. Jeremiah chapter 10, verse 21. For the pastors are becoming brutish and have not sought the Lord. Therefore, they shall not prosper, and all their flocks shall be scattered.
So, and I'm going to say this. This helping you understand where we're at. A lot of people that do they destroy for lack of knowledge, or the he said, but we've become brutish, not we. You can start to see brothers that are proclaiming themselves as leaders and teachers. You become brutish. It's a brutish thing to say. You did not go and check with anybody before you put that out. You didn't go and say, man, listen, I saw this in the Bible and the scriptures, man, or I'm feeling this way, brother. What do you think? And let my elder and teacher say, hold on, brother. Let me show you in the Bible. This is the words of the Most High. This is what's right and wrong with the Most High. But a brutish man, what are you going to do? I'm just going to put it out there. I'm going to go with how I feel. And I'm going to make sure I speak loud, proud, bold. Like y'all tripping.
like a brute, trying.
That's the like I'm, you know this, like I'm kicking shit over, Java. You know what I'm saying? When I say, oh Christ, that's gonna be, Christ love everybody. Lord, the Lord don't hate, the Lord love everybody. That's just that old teaching. That's a brutish man. What are you? Look at the way you're trying to bring it out. And you're not leaving yourself anywhere for your elder to say, hold on, brother, the Bible says this. Like, what the hell are you talking about? That's what the scriptures say. But because I love to speak loud, please, bring it out.
Can I read this? I want to give it. I'm backing. You and Shar got it. I just want to read this one, and I'm done. Same verse, but this is from a Faithful Version Bible. Same verse, a Faithful Version. It says, "For the pastors have become stupid and have not sought the Lord. Therefore, they shall not be blessed, and all their flocks shall be scattered." It's back to you and Shar.
Now that is bad. I love that. The brutish was a little bit too. It's like trying to sugarcoat it, right? That's the black version Bible right there. He said, man, the pastor becomes stupid. Because, brother, when you put that video on, you need to go back and watch it. Because that was some of the stupidest shit that could have come out of that man's mouth. Y'all stupid enough to be around the table like this is, but you should have just ate your ham and turkey and shut up. That's what you wanted to do. But you put that out there like, but that is what's been going on. Our teachers are becoming stupid. They worse, they just haven't been taught. Ignorant. What's it? I'm going to use the word ignorant. Unlearned. No one has taught me. He says, therefore shall they not prosper. The most I'm not feeling led, you grow. For all their flocks shall be scattered. Because the noise of the brute is come. We in that time. The noise of the brute is come. The noise of the stupid is come. And a great commotion out of the north country. And it says to make the city of Jerusalem desolate. It's a lot of stupidity being taught, but it's divisiveness, man. People hear shit like that and walk away from the truth. Like, what? Oh, okay. You get very selective about the videos that you watch now, don't you?
No doubt.
When I was a new man trying to get taught, I'm like, bro, I got to be real selective. It's hard. You used to be able to just I remember in the late 90s. You had a little division. I ain't gonna lie. You can't stop enough. You had 12 times. You had Hobbs Davis. You had you know what I'm saying? You had the little names, but you could go to them. But at least there was a time where you could go to. If you clicked on the House of David video, man, that video, the breakdown was gonna be similar to the real, right, all dead on the video, the two that I used to be game video. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That was the late 90s. You know what I'm saying? Because we used to, that's what the internet was just kicking up on the internet a little bit. You know what I'm saying? You could go online, hit classes. And back then, it used to be classes. You go to a website, or it would be classes that you hit, and you watch that video, and that breakdown was similar to the original one that we got. We get the breakdowns.
True.
We look at that time now, huh? The stupidity has come. The noise of the stupid is come. And great is it, and a great commotion out of the north country. It says, to make the city of Jerusalem desolate. It says, and a den of dragons. Jeremiah said, O Lord, verse 23, he said, O Lord, I know that the way of man is not in himself. It says, it is not in man that walketh to direct his steps. We all get caught up. Because we're not fed right, we can get caught up. I don't know how I ended up following this stupidity, but it sounded good. I don't know what about it sounded good. I know. Man, you know, I was angry at the last camp. I was waiting because I those brothers, man, I would have found some other brothers that were saying something similar to something I agreed with. Well, I feel like Israel ain't got no love in us. You know, I'm trying to find the group of brothers that push that love, that push love. Well, I just like that. I like that street nigga, man. I like brothers. I think these brothers on the street that be making people kiss their boot. Yeah, I just think that shit's cool, man. I'm missing the whole point. But I'm just walking. I'm just kind of walking, and I'm letting whatever has been going on around me direct my steps. Verse 14, verse 24 said this. Jeremiah said, "Oh Lord, correct me, but with judgment. Let someone govern me. Correct me with the Bible. Is this right or is it wrong?" That was correction. That's what Jeremiah asked for. It's easy just to walk down the path. I know about a lot of things that go on in my life. I know I don't have control. A lot of situations end up happening. We don't have much control. Everything, I was with a camp, everything was going good, and all of a sudden, man, me and a brother had a blowout. Damn, now we ain't together no more. That's going to have an effect on me. I get it. My rib left me. My man left me. This person, everything has an effect on you. But the one thing that we cannot get away from is like asking for the same thing that Jeremiah asked for. Lord, correct me with judgment. Let somebody open this book up and show me, hold on, don't stop. Don't do that. Because the lack of correction is what took me down this path that I'm on. I was angry. I didn't want to get corrected. And now I'm on this path. Now everything that happens to me and that's shown to me on this path that didn't start with correction, my thinking is like this. This is why I feel so strongly about how I feel. This was the Most High. This is what Jeremiah was asking for. He said, correct me, but not with judgment. He said, not in thy anger, lest thou bring me to nothing. That's wisdom. This is the road that we're not looking at. I know I'm stupid, man. I know for my life, my woman left, I'm angry about this. So now, because of the things that have been going on in my life, I end up trying to justify my steps because of what has impacted me in my life, rather than allowing myself to be corrected. I need correction, but I need to be corrected with judgment. These are the words of the Most High. This is right with the Father. This is wrong with the Father. Help me understand. Let the Bible help me understand this road I want, why this happened, how to fix this, how to now do this correctly. Because we mess it up. We're messing up. We are becoming the noise of stupidity. I didn't let nobody correct me. So if things came out of my mouth, they're stupid. I let somebody go in that Bible and show me, hold on, scriptures say this. Well, what about this and the scriptures on? No, you're wrong. This is what the Bible says. Hold that real quick, right? Proverbs, thou shalt read Proverbs now, right? Proverbs chapter 16. No, I'm sorry. I was going to, for which one? 24 is for Jeremiah, right? Yeah, I finished 24. Go to Proverbs now real quick. Proverbs chapter, I want to say 11. Yeah, go to Proverbs chapter 16 and verse 1. Proverbs 16 and verse 1. All right. Yep. Proverbs 16. No, hold on. Check this out. Go to Proverbs 15 now. Check this out. Proverbs chapter 15. Proverbs chapter 15. And you're going to read the bottom, like the first 30.
There's 33 verses.
30. Yeah, you're going to read start at verse 29, right? I want you to go up to the heart of the righteous.
28.
Yeah, start at verse 28, right? Yeah, read that. Proverbs chapter 15, start at verse 28, right? You're going to read 28. You're going to finish that chapter, then we'll go to 16. Read that real quick. Proverbs chapter 15, start at verse 28. Yeah. Read that real quick.
Proverbs chapter 15 and verse 28. The heart of the righteous studieth to answer, but the mouth of the wicked pours out evil things.
So he said, the heart of a righteous man, I'm studying to give an answer. So you know that man was studying because he would have given more scriptures to justify that answer that he gave. You know what I'm saying? It wouldn't have been about some Coca-Cola and three-egg Coca-Cola ham. You know what I'm saying? There would have been more into that. There would have been more studying before I gave that answer. I would have had some scriptures to prove his answer. I would have had classics. I would have had more of the brothers. It would have been a bunch of classes that came out to show why. The Bible says this. But you know the crazy thing? If that was the case for someone, I think that we would have picked up on it before that, right? If that was the case, I think the elders would have understood. They would have read that when we first got it. Thanksgiving will be celebrated now, if that was the case. Because men back then studied.
Okay.
The heart of the righteous studies to answer, but the mouth of a wicked pours out evil things. Verse 29.
The Lord is from the wicked, but he heareth the prayer of the righteous. The light of the eyes adjoins the heart. And the good report maketh the bones fat.
A good report. A good report maketh the bones fat. That should have been, man, those brothers studied. But that was bad how that brother brought that out. But these bad reports, this is making us look bad. And you know what I mean? It's tearing down the nation because of stupidity. There's so many people that don't. There's so many people that don't know the Bible. There's so many people out here that is looking for something stupid to follow. All we keep doing is giving it to them. I'm going to tell you, I'm not going to call them stupid, Michelle, but I'm going to call them brutish.
All right, God.
There's somebody, because that would be too offensive to call you stupid. But the ball is
stupidity. We can be politically correct. It's all good.
Right. All the brutishness, all that stupidity is what's making our nation weak. A good report maketh fat bones. Make it bones fat. Read on.
That heareth the reproof of life bringeth death. The ear that heareth the reproof of life abideth among the wise.
Read that again.
The ear, sorry, in verse 31. The ear that heareth the reproof of life abideth among the wise.
That's scripture. He said, the ear that heareth the reproof of life abideth among the wise. Most of these brothers and sisters are falling off because they're not being reproved.
Okay.
I don't want to hear the reproof of life. I don't want you to tell me I'm living wrong. Some of the things you're doing, brother, go against the laws of the Most High. I don't want to hear that. I don't want to hear you tell me this is how your lifestyle is false. That's why I can't abide among the wise. That is the reason why I'm still not among the wise, because I can't hear the reproof of life. I don't want somebody correcting the way I live. So I'm going to be to myself so no one can correct me. So when these people open their mouth, you get stupidity when they open their mouth. Because I have not been among anyone that was wise. Verse
32,
read that.
Verse 32, he that refuses instruction despises his own soul.
Nice scripture. I refuse to be instructed. All that you do is despise you hate your own soul. This is a person that says, help yourself, patient. Who does not want to be right? You know what's crazy? Who want to be right on this earth, but wrong in it when it's time to make it to the kingdom? You know what I'm saying? Like Christ come back and you wrong? What good was that?
God.
But because I refuse instruction, I do have self-patience. I don't want to save my soul. I just want to be right. I want to feel like I'm important. I'm not here to feel like I'm important. I'm trying to make it to the kingdom. And when we first came into the truth, that was the objective. The objective was to make it to the kingdom, not be right. But because I refuse instruction, I despise my own spirit. I don't want to be. I'm not trying to be saved. You following somebody who ain't trying to be saved. You following somebody who don't even love their own self, man. If you love yourself, you want to be instructed. I want to make it. Sitting here agreeing with somebody. We agreeing to die. That's all we did. We just agreed to go against the Most High.
God.
It says, but he that heareth reproof, this is verse 32, Proverbs 15 and 32, but he that heareth reproof getteth understanding. I'm not positioning myself where I'm able to hear any reproof. And as soon as you start reproving me, guess what I do? I'm going to branch off and start my own group. Every time a new camp done popped up, you know why it popped up? Because those men or that man or whoever that little group of brothers did not want to hear reproof. They can get understanding. Verse 33 says, the fear of the Lord is the instruction of wisdom. I'm sorry. Verse 33, yes, read 33 now.
The fear of the Lord is the instruction of wisdom. As before, honor and humility.
But that's what they lack. They lack a lot of, you know, 16 now, 1. They lack humility. I wasn't humble enough to allow someone to reprove me so I could get them understanding. I'm going to go do my own thing. I'm going to break off and do my own thing. So even if I was even as an elder, I need to still be humble enough to put myself in a situation. I'm an elder, I'm off. I'm finding myself on the outside of the body, right? There's two things I can do, but I'm going to come here, and if I'm an elder on the outside of the body, I'm going to go out here, and I'm going to do my own thing. Or I can humble down so that I can get some understanding. What got you on the outside of that body? What did you say?
Can I read two scriptures behind what you just said right there?
Nice.
I'm reading real quick. Proverbs chapter 9, verse 8 and 9. I'm in the book of Proverbs chapter 9, verses 8 and 9. Brothers and sisters, y'all can on your own read the whole chapter, but I'm going to read these two verses here. So Proverbs chapter 9, verse 8 says, "Reprove not a scorner, lest he hate thee. Rebuke a wise man, and he will love thee." Verse 9, "Give instruction to a wise man, and he will be yet wiser. Teach a just man, and he will increase in learning." Behind everything you just said.
Pastor, you know what's fine about that? That's why we started this conversation. What did we say they were missing? They've been starved. These are people who have been starved for understanding, starved for wisdom, knowledge. They've been starved for it. Your stupidity lets me know you've been starved. The choice that you're making shows me that you haven't been in that book. You haven't let anybody correct you. You're supposed to be sitting in the front row to say something stupid like that. You need to be sitting in the front row of class.
Okay.
You can hear. You need your life governed. You don't make a step without somebody saying no. But you know what? We run from that. That's tight. But those kids, everybody who's getting this class, please write those down. Read them. Because all these scriptures go hand in hand to keep showing us. It keeps showing us what the Most High is doing, why we're in this situation, why we hear such outlandish things, why people out here doing. I'm like, wisdom, I'm learning, wisdom ain't in the Bible no more. Wisdom is in the Medusa in the gym, reflection in the mirror. Wisdom is in the fact that how he looked or how she looked.
Yeah.
You look at can't be every woman out there that do like in your post. You don't like your post. You look good. That's really all it is. He ain't. Oh, that was deep. That wasn't deep. He doesn't like what you look like.
Hey, Miss Parker.
That was it, man. That was it, man. That was all that shit was, man. I'm telling y'all women now. Everyone want to be on Facebook like, man, this kid, I promise, this dude ain't looking. He ain't looking at what you're saying. He trying to find pictures of what you look like.
No doubt.
Then after I see, oh, but she's bad, man. She looks good. You know what? Let me go find some posts that she's, some little quotes that she said.
God.
A woman supposed to be like this. Oh, that's good. Click. I like that. I'm like, man, that's we ain't even in the Bible no more. We not even in the book no more. You can tell we sit and watch more people follow stupidity. And like the fact you read that about Brutish, we follow stupidity. And all the stupidity that we follow only ends up pushing us further and further away from the Father. I'm reading this real quick. Proverbs chapter 1. The preparation of the heart in men, and the answer of the tongue is from the Lord. And it don't come to you in no vision, no dream. But I was reading and the Spirit just let no, it didn't. No, I'm not following that. Because that was said about the poor. That was the same thing said about the Comforter. That was the same thing said about half the stupid things out there. The preparation of the heart, the preparation of the mind in man, and the answer of the tongue is from the Lord, is from his word. And the Most High already tell you how I give you my word. I gave you pastors according to my heart who would feed you with knowledge and understanding. I gave you people that was going to correct you with judgment. And then the two scriptures you just read, come on, man. That is how the mind is prepared. Is how the mind and the answers that we come up with are prepared. They come from the Bible. They come from somebody showing you the words of the Most High. They come from somebody developing your understanding and continuing to develop your understanding. Verse 2. All the ways of a man are clean in his own eyes, but the Lord weighs the spirit. How does the Father weigh the spirit? I'm going to answer that question. I'm going to answer how the Father weighs the spirit. Then go to Proverbs real quick, chapter 11. Real quick, I'm a whole 16 and 1, or 16 and I'm coming back to it, right? 16 and 2, but we're gonna read Proverbs chapter 11. Is it 11? Hold on, yes, I'm going to 11, but that's not the one just yet. One right before it. It's Proverbs chapter. It's 11. It's Proverbs chapter, hold on, I'm getting it right now. Proverbs chapter 4.
Okay.
I mean, I'm on my electronic thing, man, so I had to find it, man, because Proverbs chapter 4 and verse 1 second. Hold on, man. I had it. Wish I had it earlier in the class, man. Hold on. Let me find it. Proverbs 11. Let me go here. Let me read on. I'll pick that up. It'll answer it. I've got to find it, but it's probably. Let me go to Proverbs. Okay, Proverbs 16 and verse 1.
That's what started that. Yeah, 16 and 1.
Let me go back there. I'm going to show it to you, but the way the Most High weighs the spirit is by the word. The Bible is what he uses. The measure is used to weigh the spirit. That's why it was every time, think about it, I'm using the Bible, the things you get angry at, the things you don't like, the things you choose not to agree with, the things that be heavy in your spirit. To be no different than most of us talking the scripture said you can't eat pork. But man, I want to eat pork, right? But what if I pray on it? Okay, yeah, you can pray on it, but the scripture will say this. So I'm still weighing the spirit. I know what you don't like. Once I take vodka, sit and wine with another bad woman, okay? But what if she really had problems? She really needed, you know. He just ain't doing right. What's the Most High doing at that point? I'm still weighing the spirit. You want this. You want this to be clean in your eyes. But the Most High like, nah. The Bible still saying this. Are you still going to do it my way? I'm using the word to weigh the spirit. I'll weigh what you really want. Because if you go against my word, or you now find a way to justify that. Justify what you want. You put yourself above the Bible. You put yourself above the words. Like the Most High don't know what he's talking about. And because men have trying to put out this and that, and I don't like that man, he can't be teaching the word of the Most High.
God.
Verse 3 says, commit thy works unto the Lord, and thy thoughts shall be established. But if I got up every day and I know as I'm studying, I'm committing my works to the Most High. Father, I'm doing this for you. I'm doing this for you. But you know the sad part? This fool really believed that this was a day. Like, this day, we've taken this day to honor Christ. So all the other days, there are days that Christ told us to honor. The high holy days are the days that Christ told the apostles to honor. I could have went to the Bible and got one of those days.
True.
But I'm going this route.
I'm sorry. Didn't it say in not only Deuteronomy, also the last book of the Bible, Revelation, don't add or take away from what the Most I got going on? He gave us his high holy days. So when he says don't add to it, how are we come back saying, you know what? I claim this day for your house. Like, huh? I'm sorry. I didn't mean to end up your thought process.
No, you haven't. You asked to, and I'm trying to make sense of this like you're trying to make sense of it. Yeah, but this is the person who been sitting. They haven't been. It's not, their commitment is not to honoring the Father. Their commitment is not to waking up the Most High people. Because if it wasn't, if that was your commitment, you wouldn't have put that stupidity out like that. That only scattered. It doesn't bring people Israel together. It doesn't unite them under the law, statutes, the commandments of the Father, like we're supposed to be doing, right? We're supposed to be here uniting our people under this banner, the banner of righteousness, following the Father's laws, that's the command. You can't change it up to make it fit comfortable to you. You're scattering, not gathering. Let me read this real quick. Yeah, man. It's funny, you broke, I'm going to read this again, but you broke this down before, right? I was reading this too, Rashad, but this kind of hit me. Don't go with the thought, but it don't actually go with the class, but it's food for thought, right? It's okay. This is Proverbs chapter 20 and verse 21. It says, an inheritance may be gotten hasty at the beginning, but the end thereof shall not be blessed. That was the message. It says, say not thou, I will recompense evil, but wait on the Lord, and he shall save thee. This the one I liked, because we broke this down before, right? It says, diverse weights are an abomination unto the Lord, and a false balance is not good, right? Diverse weights, where you try to put, you're trying to use different things for weight, right? If that's how you broke that down, I thought you said diverse weights. When you looked up weights, it was the balance of scale, right?
Yeah, kind.
Now, if we go to a scripture we read earlier where the Most High tell you he weighed a spirit, then what would be diverse weights? What is the weight that he used to measure the spirit? It's the Bible. It's the Word. It's his law, that's commandments. It's what we're judged by. It's what we're weighed. It's the thing used to weigh if you're living right or you're not living right. You know what kept me on this job? The most of the diverse weights are the abominations of the Lord. Like you're trying to cheat it. You're trying to use something to cheat. Either you're trying to make something. You're trying to make what you do like balance out. Like you're trying to make this important. You're trying to make it heavier. You're trying to make what you do. You're trying to make things balance out. Like that saying, the means, the end justify the means, right? Most of us are trying to do it. You're trying to go another way to get something accomplished. He said, a false balance. It's like me going to somebody, Mishabah, and I know what this person said. Now I'm trying to go somewhere else to get somebody to get with somebody that's going to give me the answer that I want to balance me out. I want to leave. I'm unhappy. And I'm going to go over to this camp. And when I go to the camp, I'm going to say, hey, you know what? These brothers teach this. These brothers teach that. And the first thing another man is going to say is what? Well, they wrong.
They was off.
They were off. They should have dealt with you like that. Oh, okay. That sways the balance. That's a false balance. So, the part of why I say it's a false balance, because where did you get the understanding? What understanding were they trying to give you? You didn't stay around. You didn't allow yourself to be reproved for the understanding. So the fact that you're trying to jump around these different things, to weigh me out, to balance me out, to tell me I'm correct, the Father said, man, that is an abomination. That is an abomination. But that's what brothers do. Because whatever group this dude was with, obviously when they corrected him, he didn't like it. I guess I wouldn't be. I'm going to start my own thing. I give praise to these brothers, but that's something I'm doing. Because it's funny because some of these videos just come out. You're like, I ain't never heard this. In all my years, I ain't seen nothing like this. It's like fighting on a street corner. In all my years, I ain't never seen nothing like this. In all my years, I haven't seen this. You know what I'm saying? And like I said, Mashallah, what's next? A transgender wedding? Two men getting married?
Son. Because the message of Christ is about love.
Son. Because I went to find, so I put a group of people around me that they understand that. The Most High ain't judging like that. The Most High not judging. He ain't judging that. It's love. And if these two people love each other, man.
Because the only sin that can't be forgiven is blasphemy.
And if these two people love each other, man, that's all that matters. He said, what's done in the bedroom? He said, the marriage is undefiled. What are you talking about, brother? Don't you know the marriage bed is undefiled? Now you understand what I'm saying about the weight. That's a false balance. That's not good. That's a lie. You can't justify what you're doing. But that's when a person removes themselves from correction. That's what you're trying to do. You're trying to create a false balance. I need someone to justify what I'm doing. Can I send you? Yeah. I got it. Just text me when you get up there. That's what I'm looking at it at. I tell you, Michelle, we're going to be back here snapping our head like, man. Please, Christ, come back. Yahweh, send your servant. Send your son now. Release the angels that's holding back the destruction. Will you please? Let this shit go. It's is a new day. These cats got on pink fringes. He had on that Roman Scottish dress. Got a damn skirt on with fringes on. How much a kilt, nigga? You know what I'm saying? This is gonna get real stupid. And you know what's crazy? Every time a brother puts a class out, and you can tell the person really did their homework, till they go in that book and develop some type of understanding, it's always attacked. But it's not attacked. The class ain't attacked. It just be some type of stupidity that end up watering down everything. All of the teaching that's going on out there, where people can start really. That they really need. I need to know the truth. This is what the scripture requires. And you shall know the truth. And the truth is supposed to make you free. Be free your mind of all the lies. We're not getting to the truth. We can't keep up. We don't have the, God guaranteed we had the power out, we'd have been pushing, but nope, this brother can't teach. Nope. We need control of Facebook, the internet.
But the sad thing about this is, I mean, Christ prophesied that there's going to be wolves in sheep clothing, not sparing the flock. Christ prophesied in the last days that there's going to be seducers and evil men. They're going to wax worse and worse. And then what's going to happen is, as our generation, from our 30 years plus, we've seen what it takes, where somebody needs to be trained, needs to be tutored, needs to be guided. That now you can have young people coming up that this is going to become their norm. It's going to be normal to hear it's okay. Because even in that video, remember he had his daughter in that video, and she couldn't have been, what, 3 years old, if that? So now whoever else's children are involved with that, they're going to get those seeds implanted in them, and that's just going to be wild. So for us that I can put that stuff down, for these generation now, and they're calling us, that's the sad thing, they're calling us Israelites. They're saying the Most High name. They're saying the prayers in Hebrew.
Right.
So for the children, what's wrong with this? We was taught this, and we was shown that every man esteems every day alike, and that some men esteem other days higher. So what's wrong with us esteeming these other days higher? What's wrong with if the scripture says there's no women in Christ, then why are we sitting here and getting involved in gender?
Brother, this is and crazy.
It's not for us. It's going to be to hit the generation, the younger people after us.
No, this is no different than Maccabees. You know, when you read the story of the Maccabees, Psalm, it's the same thing. It's like those men knew, they knew whatever we do here is going to affect our future. It's going to set the presence of what serving the Most High is.
Yeah.
Now we're doing the complete opposite. We're doing negative, and then our kids are following this like it's right. No different. You see brother fringes on. Talking about he's finna honor the Sabbath day and he's smoking the damn blood. You're like, what are you doing, man? This is what you're teaching. You're teaching this to the next generation. Let me read this to you. I'm going to jump to Proverbs chapter 20 and verse 26. This is a wise king scattereth the wicked and bringeth the will over them. A wise king is going to scatter the wicked. He said, and he bringeth the will over them. Y'all not going to just get out of here and do what you want to do. Say what you want to say. Verse 27 says, the spirit of man is the candle of the Lord. If we the light of the Father, it's bad. He called us the candle. He said the spirit was the candle of the Lord. And then when you read Proverbs chapter 4, this is bad, huh? Proverbs chapter 4, I want you to read that for me, please. Proverbs 4 and verse 18.
Got
Pastor, give me 2 seconds. Chapter 4 and verse 18. Proverbs chapter 4, verse 18, it reads, "But the path of the just is as the shining light that shineth more and more unto the perfect day." Nice.
Now we understand why the Father said the spirit of the man. He said the spirit of the man. He said the spirit of man is like the candle. But most of that's why our righteousness is so important, because it's what the Most High is using to be a guide to our nation. I'm using the fact that you people keep, brother, if I keep the law, statutes, and commandments, so if you keep the law, statutes, and commandments, if the next brother is keeping the law, statutes, and commandments of the Father, we are a light. That's the guide. That is what the rest of the nation is supposed to see.
Yeah.
Read on.
Verse 19. "The way of the wicked is as darkness. They know not. They know not at what they stumble."
We're guiding them. That is the sole purpose of us learning to be righteous, to right with the Most High. It's for the next generation to follow. They need to follow righteousness. Look at half our people stumbling. They're stumbling on fentanyl. Now, drugs is legal. Oh, marijuana is legal. So now these kids, now they're smoking their butt off. You know what I'm saying? Eating edibles. Want to make good money? Go open a dispensary.
Time.
You know what I'm saying? Like, what path are you following? Oh, they're following the world. You know why? Because they don't see a just path. They don't see a just example. But the Father gave us the Bible, gave us the knowledge, the understanding, so that we could be that light for them. So they don't have to stumble.
So we have to, like the brother, you know, I'm trying to hit me up. So it says, so we have to let our light shine before men.
Huh.
Our example has got to shine brighter.
That's bad. That was 19, right?
Okay.
Now I can go to Proverbs 11, right?
Okay.
Did I finish 16? I got to get back to 16. Proverbs chapter 16 real quick.
Okay. What verse?
And I'm in verse...
We read that verse,
right?
Lord, and I thought shall be established. I remember that.
Verse 4. Just read verse 4.
We haven't read 4, so I'm reading 4 now.
Right.
Proverbs chapter 16, verse 4 says, "The Lord hath made all things for himself, yeah, even the wicked for the day of evil."
Go ahead.
Verse 5. "Everyone that is proud in heart is an abomination to the Lord. And though hand join in hand, he shall not be unpunished."
That scripture resonated heavy with me. That's all that. When you try to now, when you up here stuck in what you're doing, and your example don't help the nation, it only hurts. That's your pride, man. You want to be right. It's not about leading our people the right way. This is about you just wanting to be right. This ain't about what you do and how what you do benefits the nation or the body or it honors the Father. It ain't about honoring the Father. This is just in your pride, the pride in your heart. You just want to be right.
Okay.
And though I can join somebody that agrees with my outlook and agrees with, yeah, man, you should be paying your bills, or yeah, man, you know, I don't see what's wrong with Thanksgiving. The most of say you still ain't finna go unpunished, and I'm finna punish y'all together. And all you did was brought your children. We bring out them fools brought their kids right into that same punishment.
Okay.
Praise it. Verse 6 says, by mercy and truth, iniquity is purged. Opinions are purged by, I'm going to be merciful, but I'm going to tell you the truth. But because these guys aren't corrected, what's not being purged is their opinions.
Time.
I've separated myself from the body. I'm not under any man, so now I can be opinionated, and ain't nobody cleaning up my opinion. That's sin. Ain't nobody telling me the truth. It says, and by the fear of the Lord, men depart from evil. That that man would have that's holding on to his opinion, he don't have no fear for the Most High.
Uh-huh.
He don't believe nothing's going to happen to him. You know, it's crazy that I was reading this. I used to always read that scripture in verse 9. This is a man's heart divides his way, but the Lord directs his steps.
Okay.
But you, we look at that. Yeah, when you have it, when you have that, that prideful man, he does devise his, in that man's heart, he does devise the way. He devised the way. He always come up with it. And that, if that man was righteous and he was about the Father, then his, I'm letting the Father direct my steps, like the scriptures tell us to do.
Okay.
I'm going to let the Bible, I'm going to let what I'm reading, I'm going to let what I've learned, the understanding I've been given, I'm going to use what the Father gave me to direct my steps, which is the Bible. But that prideful man, his mind does devise his way. And when things don't work out, the Father ends up reproving you. When you end up losing more, that ain't with the Father approving you. Let me get one more. My time ran out.
All right, come.
16, that was 9.
We read verse 11.
Yeah, Proverbs chapter 11 now. We'll start Proverbs chapter 11.
Okay.
And what did we read? 11 and, let me see, 11 and 3. Yeah, Proverbs 11 and 3.
All right. Proverbs chapter 11, verse 3. The integrity of the upright shall guide them, but the perverseness of transgressors shall destroy them.
All these men do is destroying themselves. Right? The way we, I love this sign, because we talked about this earlier, Mashaba, when we were on the phone, earlier on the phone. With everything that's going on, the fact that I stay upright, that's what the Most High is using to guide me anyway. That's supposed to guide me. All your answers come from all these things that you start to understand, and you turn back to that book. Moses said, that's the source I'm using to guide you. Your integrity, your uprightness, your righteousness is what I'm using to guide you.
Okay.
But when you start getting perverse, start to change things up, and then you become a transgressor, that person is going to be destroyed. Verse 4.
Proverbs chapter 11, verse 4. Riches profit not in the day of wrath, but righteousness delivereth from death.
Verse 5.
The righteousness of the perfect shall direct his way, but the wicked shall fall by his own wickedness.
He said, the righteousness of the perfect shall direct his way. I'm going to navigate out of everything we're going through because I let my righteousness guide me. He said, but a wicked man, a man following his pride, he's just going to fall in his own wickedness.
Okay.
Verse 6.
Proverbs chapter number 6. The righteousness of the upright shall deliver them, but transgressors shall be taken in their own imagination. Damn.
And you know what that is. That what they call it. They call it, that was verse 6, right? He said their own imagination, their own naughtiness. That's what naughtiness is. That's your imagination. That's some shit you want to do.
I'm sorry.
No, you just want to be. You know what's crazy? We watch video of men that just want to be. I just want to be negative, man. It's the most I'd say. He said transgressor. I said a person is off. You're gonna be taken in that, man. You know, I love it because when you open, they call it what, Pandora's box or something. When you open up that negative shit that you want to do, you allow everybody around you to open up to the negative shit they want to do. They negative may be worse than your negative. Because you're right. You open up the box to have Thanksgiving. They don't open up the box to have a transgender wedding. How you gonna tell them they wrong and you ain't, but you right. That's the curse of trying to open up things so that you can follow your naughtiness. Verse 7 of my last says, when a wicked man dieth, his expectation shall perish. And the hope of the unjust and the hopes of the unjust man perisheth. The Most High will end up getting rid of a lot of these wicked dudes out here, man. Or the Most High end up getting rid of us, man, when we decide to be that negative example.
Okay.
Only do you set yourself up to be moved out the way because you don't understand your example. The light that you coming with is darkness, not righteousness. That's darkness. And with that, we're going to carry us out to another night, man. We're going to bring everybody back next Friday night. And I know that on the shows, I know y'all talking about a Hanukkah coming up and everything else. So, you know, we'll save it next Friday night. Huh?
So now December 7th, which is
December 7th. Yeah, next Friday.
Yeah,
next Friday, man, will be the start of it. Perfect. That'll be the start of Hanukkah, man. So we'll all be gathering together. So with that, man, we're going to end it, man. We're going to say shalom.
Hear, O Israel, Yahweh our power, Yahweh is one.